All right, everybody, welcome back to the Home Service Pro Podcast. Today we have Mitch Smedley. He has bootstrapped his plumbing company, started in 2020. Today they're doing seven figures. They've got five trucks, 10 employees. Mitch, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, of course. So a little bit before we started recording here, you were telling me about the success, and I think this is something that everyone in the home service industry should be very in tune to, because you grew it basically to or through a million while spending very little on marketing. I would put you in the category of like more guerrilla marketing efforts where you're not actually swiping your credit card. So tell us about your company, and I really want to get into that journey and what you guys are all doing.
Yeah. So I own Smedley Plumbing, and we opened our doors August of 2020. And within our first year, we were up to three trucks, and now we're up to, we have five trucks rolling on the road, actually in a production position. And we've got a total of 10 employees, a couple of girls in the office answering phones. So I have a full-time on-staff videographer, actually. And then we have five guys out in the field that are doing the hard work, doing the boots on the ground stuff. So it's been a pretty fun journey, and we grew most of our way to this level by using pretty much only social media to get there.
Mm-hmm. So I actually, Mitch and I have known each other for about 6 months. We were connected, and since then I've followed your social media, and you guys are very consistently posting, and it is all great content. Tell us a little bit about that. Like, what's your strategy? You know, I think it's easy to say, yeah, it's grown through social media. Tell us about your strategy, and coming from, I'm also a huge believer in social media. You guys are doing a great job, especially from a consistency standpoint. Like, it looks like a fun place to work. Like, you're grilling on, you know, you're making food, I think, on Wednesdays. Like, all this, you're doing all this fun stuff. You guys are out there. You're very proactive. And it seems like, from the outside standpoint, it's you, Mitch, recording all of it. But, you know, now on the inside of here, you got a videographer. So tell us about your actual strategy.
Yeah. So, it started out, we didn't have didn't always have a videographer. Everything, mm-hmm. no matter what you're going to build, everything starts small. Mm-hmm. And so, it started out with just me taking a whole bunch of pictures and everything else. And documenting my journeys throughout the day of everything that we're doing and all of that kind of stuff. But it also, one big key thing, anything that you're going to do with social media, especially in the home services sector, is you have to understand that I don't care what you do in the home service world. It's really freaking boring. Like, it doesn't matter how awesome the countertops are that you install or how pretty that furnace looks after it's put in. Like, that's boring to customers.
Right.
And so you've got to find a way to use social media in a way that people are wanting to go to social media. And that's to take a break from reality and to laugh or to be inspired or to see interesting things. And it's not interesting. Like, interesting has to be in the eye of the viewer, not you. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I'm kind of a plumbing geek, mm-hmm. but I very rarely do I post stuff about plumbing. I mean, I do, obviously, but it's not every day in and day out. Some of it's funnier stuff. Some of it, like just this morning, I posted a meme of, my mind just went blank. Who's the guy? Who's the older guy in the movie Men in Black?
Not Daniel. No, I was going to say Daniel Craig, but that's not it. Or Craig. But no, I don't. I'm spaced on it as well.
Yeah, I'm spaced out on it as well. Anyway, it's a photo of that guy, and he's got this really curmudgeon-y face, like he's just been given news that he doesn't like, right?
Okay.
And I throw the caption on there of like, you know, the customer says the crawl space is that way,
and
then me, you know, and here it is, this curmudgeon-y face of like, oh, I don't want to get in a crawl space, you know,
right.
little things like that. They're related to plumbing kind mm-hmm. of, but we're not showing pictures of gross plumbing stuff. We're not showing pictures of like, look at this perfectly soldered joint that we just put in, you know, or anything else. Like, you've got to find a way to make it relatable and humorous. And, mm-hmm. and if you're using memes or any other kind of humor, you gotta like the inspiration that I use is, could somebody steal this and use this for their business, even mm-hmm. if it's outside of plumbing? Mm-hmm. And if it's steal worthy, that's probably a pretty good meme that you'd want to post out there.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys are following, you know, memes. I'd say it was, you know, a form of trends. You guys are following a form of trends and things like that to relate more. And it's, and from following you guys, I don't see you guys push your, you know, it's not like a call now, click here, you know, visit today. Yeah. You're more, you're educational. Yeah. You're showing like the bright sides of it. You know, it is. And I would second what you said. It's, you're very clean. Like it's, yeah, we're not seeing like, you know, we're not seeing crap on right. your guys's social there. So that's awesome. So you've been using it. And I would say also one thing that it's doing for you by being consistent on social media is it's showing that you guys are a subject matter expert. You know, we're here, we're doing it. And so for the follower, because plumbing, we don't need you every single day, but a lot of times it is like an emergency, I would say, like water heaters out or whatever it may be. And now you guys have positioned yourself as we're the expert in this area, and you know, like, and trust us. You saw a funny meme and all this good stuff. So
yeah.
So kudos to you on the social media. And now what you're able to do as you've grown that, and I think the easy thing for most people in what they want to do is they just want to swipe their credit card and say, hey, we'll put an ad on paid side on Facebook or Google. But you have flipped that and said, hey, I'm going to, in the beginning, put your time into it. You know, so you're putting time into social. Now you're able to trade your time for money by hiring a videographer. Would you say from social, has it been consistency and your method of relatability that's been the most success?
Yeah. Consistency is definitely, really both of those, consistency and relatability, are going to be the two big striving pillars that we push for. And again, we didn't always do this, you know, even as much as 6 months ago, we weren't doing things that we're doing today, and we'll be doing more things in another 6 months that we aren't doing right now. And so, you know, you kind of grow into it. And a lot of people, this is kind of the challenge with working around people that inspire you and everything else, is nobody inspires you until they're doing big things. And then you tend to focus where they're at right now instead of what they did to get there. Sure. And so, like, somebody could look at us and say, like, well, we'll never be like them because I don't have a videographer, I don't have a YouTube channel, I don't have that kind of following, or whatever the case may be. I mean, I had less than 600 Facebook friends the day we started our company. Sure. So, and I had zero followers, not a single Facebook follower the day we started our company. And so, you know, we grew into that. And I'm not, you know, I'm not huge on Facebook. I'm very selective with who I like, whose friend requests I accept.
Yep.
And I'm very intentional with friend requests that I put out there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've got probably just as many followers as I do friends on Facebook, simply because I don't accept every friend request that comes my way. You know, some people, sure. You know, on the social media side of things, some people have like this race to get to 5,000 friends, and they think that, oh, if I get 5,000 friends, that's going to add to my visibility and add to my exposure. And it doesn't, it absolutely doesn't. Because if you're accepting every friend request that comes your way, half of those people aren't even in our country. I'm going to say conservatively 20% of the friend requests you get aren't even real accounts.
Sure.
They're spam bots or something along those lines. And so being able to recognize all of that and only accept friend requests from somebody that can either add value to you or you can add value to, that's my rule for that. Right. And so I get a lot of requests from people that I don't know who they are. I've never met them before. We have very few friends in common. And so I just leave them as requested and they turn into a follower. But if somebody sends me a friend request and I see that they're a plumber somewhere else in the nation, I'm accepting that every time, just because I don't know if they can add value to me, but I know I can at least add value to them.
For sure.
You know, another big one for home service people is, and I've recently started doing this and I'm already seeing results from it. Real estate agents, friend request every real estate agent you can in your market. And don't stop, like, keep friend requesting real estate agents. And, you know, whether they engage with your stuff or not, those are the types of people you want seeing your stuff, because in the home services world, you need homeowners as customers. Mm-hmm. Well, real estate agents are in front of homeowners all day, day in and day out.
Right.
And so that's the kind of people you want to be circling around your social media for sure.
Mm-hmm. An objection that I've heard to people, and this came from me as well when I started out my company, with, because people would ask, realtors must be a great introduction or referral partner for you. And I was like, no, you know, they're ADD and they're all over the place. But we also started doing that. We started engaging with them on Facebook. And from us, if you're not wanting to do it as a personal note, as our page, we'll follow them and engaging with their stuff. And if you're able to stay in front of them, it doesn't take a meeting. You know, Mitch, you guys are doing it great too. And you're staying in front of them. They are great. They're awesome.
Yeah.
But I think a mistake a lot of home service professionals make is like, well, I gave them my business card 6 months ago and they haven't sent me any work. And I have bad news. You're not remembered. You're not even a blimp anywhere on the radar. So using social media as a networking tool to stay in front of these, especially realtors. For realtors listening to this, I don't even apologize. There, a lot of them are ADD. I mean, they're on to the next thing. They're trying to sell the next house and they want that transaction to go through. And when they need something, like you said, are you going to be someone who helps them because you've been consistently in front of them? So you're mixing, it's all a beautiful mixing pot of building consistency, showing you're the subject matter expert, using the engagement and, you know, with the right people. And yeah, that's, if you get anything from any of our podcasts ever, it's using social media to build your business it's great. And if you're using your time, this is free. You don't need to, Facebook profile is free. Yeah. Adding a realtor or a referral partner is free.
Yeah. And I will preface this. Most of this, like we do all this on our business page too, but a lot of this is coming through your personal page. Mm-hmm. And there's intentionality behind that. So like, as a business, I mean, sit back and think for a second, how do social media companies make money? You know, now they're charging for blue check marks, so they're making a little money there, but most of the money they're making is from selling businesses ad space. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a business social media account, it is not going to get near the exposure that your personal social media account will unless you pay. And they, I mean, if you want exposure on a business post, you like every single time I post on the Smedley Plumbing Facebook page, mm-hmm. it prompts up, would you like to boost this post? We can guarantee that X amount of people are going to see it for this much money, you know?
Right.
And so on the business side of things, they want your money. On the person, what's funny is on the other side of things, on the personal account, they'll actually pay you. They'll turn around and pay you as a content creator, because the social media's goal is to keep its viewers on the platform as long as possible. Keep the users on, you know, addicted to the platform. And so if your content is helping keeping people on the platform, then they'll actually pay you for that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, most of our work that we get actually comes through people's connectivity to my personal page, not my business page.
Sure.
And I'll take a step back here for a second on the realtor thing. I'm not friend requesting realtors to try to get that emergency plumbing repair that they need done yesterday for free, and they're going to pay you at closing. And all of that, like realtors kind of have a bad rap for that, and rightfully so, because a lot of them try to do that. They, I need a plumber right now. We're the house under contract, need this fixed, we're going to lose the deal.
Right.
I can't pay you until we close. And, you know, all money's in escrow, like all of this weird stuff. Right.
Right.
And so I'm not friend requesting them for that work. But I am friend requesting them because realtors have tons of friends. And so if I can get them engaging and sharing my posts, well, now it puts my brand in front of their friend group as well.
Sure.
And I do the same. I'll engage and share their posts if it's worthy as well. So you gotta, if you want to get value, you have to give value. You have to be able to go both ways with it. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people think it's like you mentioned earlier, I gave you a business card. Why haven't you given me any work?
Right.
And it, like, It's funny you mentioned business cards. I bought, when we opened our company, I bought 250 business cards, and I didn't even put my last name on them because my last name is the company name, right? It's sure. Smedley Plumbing. So I just put Mitch and then comma Master Plumber. And I didn't want customer, if they didn't already know I was the owner, I didn't want customers to look at the card and see the same last name and be like, are you the owner? Did your dad start the company? You know, like I didn't, customers treat you differently when they know you own the company. Sure. And so I wanted the most organic experience I could. What's funny is I still have probably 50 or 60 of those business cards. And that means I've handed out less than 200 cards in almost 4 years. And I can't think of anybody that's ever called me from a business card. Right. Business cards go in the pocket. They go in the trash. They get washed in the washing machine. They get handed to the kid as a souvenir. Like, who knows? But nobody's calling you from your business card. They're calling you from the platform where they see you on every day, and that's social media.
For sure. Just transitioning a little bit, still about social media, but more so some of your videos that I've seen, Mitch, you know, you guys are answering like frequently asked questions or things that are people that are actually interested in. I noticed you're using some like similar styles to almost like Mythbusters, like with your explosive water heater, which who's not interested in that, you know, common myth, you know, is it going to blow up or not? Tell me about the strategy that you're using on that. Is that an SEO strategy by answering frequently asked questions? What are you guys doing on that front?
So we've stumbled into this thing. I have a knack for doing things the right way, but not knowing why I'm doing them. It just feels right. Sure. And then after I do it for a while, somebody will tell me the theory that I'm, you know, supporting or whatever the case may be. And so we started putting out YouTube video content, and from the YouTube video content, you can crop all of that into short form content and post it on your socials and everything else. And a lot of it was just, you know, inquiring minds want to know. And back then it was driven under the idea that plumbing isn't sexy. And so like, nobody's going to open up their, unless you're a plumber, nobody's going to open up their social media and say, man, I hope I get some really good, you know, plumbing factoids in my newsfeed today. Like, you know, understanding the benefits of water heater maintenance is just what I was hoping to get today. Like, nobody wants that, right? And so we were creating videos and creating content that kind of satisfy a lot of the curiosities that people have around plumbing. And so we had a couple of videos that did really, really well with that. Some of them are kind of DIY style videos. Some of them are just answering commonly asked questions and things like that. And we had some of those videos pop off really well. And because of that, we started realizing, okay, there's certain types of videos that do really well. And so I was chatting with the guy that does our search engine optimization stuff, and he suggested I read a book. And I was chatting with him about this stuff. I had been suggested I already read this book, and this book had inspired me. So I hit him up, and we were chatting about these videos and this book I had read. And I said, have you read this book? And he was like, oh my gosh, I love this book. And so then we had the whole strategy session around like retooling our website around this particular book. And it's important enough to me. I have it sitting on my desk at all times. The book is called They Ask, You Answer. And it's written by Marcus Sheridan. And the idea there is customers are very inquisitive. Customers have 1,000 questions running through their brain before they ever pick up the phone to schedule a service call with anybody. You know, and especially in the plumbing world where the availability of plumbing supply parts is widely available to everybody in the general public. You know, one of the questions customers have is like, can I try to do this myself? Or is this a repair I could tackle myself? And so we started running down the line of just answering all the questions a customer could have. And some of our early indicators that this was the right way to go is if anybody listening to this podcast, it doesn't matter where you are in the nation. If you go to Google right now, listening to this show, and you type in what toilet should I buy, and you click on the video results, you're going to see our video pop up first. Another example of that would be same thing. Go to Google and type in, do I need a thermal expansion tank, and click on the video results. And you're going to see our video pop up first. And at the time we made those videos, this wasn't the intention, but the success of those videos showed us that if we can answer questions customers have, and we do it through video, we do it through blog posts, we do it through transcribing our video content and using that on our SEO, then all of a sudden now people are directed to our brand all over the nation.
Right.
Well, if our brand is really strong all over the nation, then what do you think is going to happen when somebody 10 miles from here types in, what toilet should I buy?
Right.
They see a local company, and they see a local company that puts significant effort. This isn't like 3 minutes in a social post and a photo we grabbed offline, like significant video effort into producing a very high quality video that answers their exact question. And right. And so does that person always turn into a customer? No, but in the world of business, it's all about brand exposure. Like, they can't become a customer unless they at least know of my brand first. So
right.
That's kind of the logic there with all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super interesting. That is a great book. I thought you were maybe going to talk about the book Utility. That is another one that I think you ask, you answer is better than Utility, but Utility also talks about the similar concept of taking frequently asked questions and making a video answering that question. But yeah, you're hitting it right on the head there. You know, YouTube, Google, they want their users to have a great experience. And again, full circle, you're showing that you're the subject matter expert. You have a question,
right.
I'm answering it for you. So
yeah, so like on the thermal expansion video that I just referenced, the do I need a thermal expansion tank? That is probably the most viewed video on thermal expansion in the world.
Wow.
And I'm not patting myself on the back or anything else. It was just we noticed, hey, there's a hole in this market. There's not really a good video out there for this. Mm-hmm. Let's make one. And then the video popped off and did really well. It's got almost 500,000 views, which for a plumbing video that is not, there's nothing humorous in it. There's no, sure. You know, like a lot of video content, a lot of video content plays on universality. Like, I don't know if that's the right word. The universal nature of anybody could watch it. Like, we've sure. all seen the videos of the guys in like a loincloth out in the jungle digging a really cool water feature out of the ground with right. a stick, right?
Well, yeah.
I don't have to be a jungle expert to enjoy that video. I don't have to have that heritage to enjoy that video. That just pleases the universal senses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, plumbing definitely isn't that. There's no way to do that with plumbing. And so, you know, to get a video with 500,000 views in the plumbing world, that's pretty wild. And
right.
so, and we're talking full length video, not just a 5 second short that you've watched it three times before you realized you've watched it three times.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, even then we still had some short form content pop off and get a couple million views on those too. So it just kind of depends on what you're putting out there. But ultimately the big focus is, what questions do my potential customers have, and how can I answer them in the most entertaining way possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great lessons for everyone. I think because I want to transition all this and talk about this other venture that you've going on, Mitch, but I want to close out by saying that currently the average American is spending 2 hours and 32 minutes a day on social media. So if your company isn't utilizing that free resource to post, you're really missing out. And unfortunately, you're going to fall behind. I mean, the generations that are coming up, they're relying on social media to build trust, you know, be there, like Mitch is saying, show that you're the subject matter expert. So,
yeah.
So Mitch, you've had a lot of success with this. That has transitioned into another company called Tradewinds Consulting. Tell us about that. What are you doing there?
Yeah. So 2 years ago, we started a podcast. I had already brought on our videographer at this time. Mm-hmm. And so we made some investments, not only in the videographer, but in some studio equipment and everything else. And we started a podcast for how to start your own trades-based business. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a real big goal for where this was going to go. Our business was doing well, And it was all just all this stuff I had rolling around in my head for years that I'm like, if I ever do a business, I'm doing it this way. Well, I did a business and I did it that way and it all worked. And so I'm like, I should share this information. And so originally I wrote a book for how to start a home service business. But then I realized people that would read that book probably aren't book readers in their personal development journey yet, right?
Sure.
A lot of people don't really get into books until after you've started the business and they don't really see the value in them yet. And so I tabled the book idea and then we turned the book kind of into an interactive book through a podcast. And, so we've been doing the podcast for 2 years now. We got a little over 130 episodes out. Every episode's over an hour. So we've got, you know, 200 hours of content out there in full length form, but then we also crop that down into short plays here and there and everything else. A year into the podcast, we got a podcast sponsor and, our first like little affiliate link, if you want to call it that. And so then we started realizing the engagement level of our audience. You know, podcasts are kind of weird. Your podcast platforms will give you all these stats, but even to this day, we've done podcasting for 2 years. I would probably call myself a professional podcaster now.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand half the stats they give you. Like they'll say like you had this many plays, this many downloads, this many listens, this many starts. And it's like, I don't even know the difference between all of those. Like what's the difference between a play, a download and a listen? I don't know.
Right.
And why are we tracking that differently? Like,
you
know, it's just weird. But, so what I'm getting at is that the affiliate link that we got with our sponsorship, we had a bunch of people sign up under that affiliate link, like right after we dropped the link. And so that's when it made the connection to us. Like, wow, not only do we have a decent amount of listeners, but they also take our advice. And we were getting enough questions and people emailing in with questions and concerns and how do I do this and how do I do that? And I mean, we're already running the podcast for free. We joke around all the time that the highest paid person in the podcast studio is my videographer because me and my co-host don't make squat on the podcast. And so then we started a consulting agency called Tradewinds, where we work with young trades-based businesses to, first of all, bring them into existence if they aren't already. We've got a couple of members that came to us wanting to start companies. And then within a month or two of being members with us, we got them off the ground and running. But then we also work with members who are maybe a one truck operation looking to get to trucks number, you know, two and three and everything else. And it's working out really, really well. We're having a massive impact on the trades community by really strengthening the health of small trades-based businesses. And our niche is small businesses. There's a lot of business coaches out there that will take your $1 to $3 million a year business and help you get to the $10 million level. There are very few business coaches out there that will help bring your business into existence or to take your small one truck operation and get you to the $1 million level.
Sure.
And so we've found a nice little pocket that our message resounds in really well and that we can help those guys out. And one of the caveats that we have with Tradewinds is that we will never coach or mentor somebody that's beyond a level than we've been at personally.
Sure.
And so that adds a lot of trust and a lot of authenticity to us because unfortunately there's a lot of business coaches out there that they've earned a bad rap by thinking they can help everybody. And you really can't. Like, you know, I've got an upper ceiling or an upper threshold of a top line revenue, a maximum top line revenue I've ever managed and a maximum number of people I've ever managed. And so, you know, if the most people I've ever managed is 25 people, I don't know how to teach you how to manage 40 people.
Right.
You know, there's other people that can do that a little bit better than me.
I think, you know, Mitch, you didn't say this, but you are solving this problem. And that's that a lot of people that are in the trades running a business were really good at that trade and then they start a business. And there's very few people that are really great at running businesses and then come into the trades. And you've got a really nice mix of both. You guys are obviously doing a great job at plumbing, but also, hey, here's how to run a business. And that's the unfortunate part for, like, once you get to that $1 million mark, like, you're not out there cranking a wrench anymore. You're not really doing those things unless you really want to. You're just running a business.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mitch, I would argue you could probably change, like you just said, you could probably change seats with a different person running a similar size business in plumbing or painting or whatever, because you know how to run a home service business. And, you know, just looking at your website before the call, you guys are offering something that's affordable for these business owners, because being a home service professional entrepreneur, it's lonely. It's kind of an island out there. And it's like, you're on the outside, you're trying to show everyone, look how great we're going. And a lot of these guys go out and they buy a new truck and all this stuff. And they're trying to show this big thing, but then it's like, you're barely making payroll. And that's what, like you said, you guys are really filling a gap there, Mitch, with what it is and with affordable plans to help assist these new people and the home service industry. You know, we could dive deep into the stats, but with the amount of baby boomers and all that stuff that are retiring or getting out of this space, there's going to be a hole to fill. And so what you guys are doing, Mitch, in that space, I think is really awesome. So congratulations to you guys for getting that going.
Yeah, there's no shortage, like in the plumbing world of things, there's no shortage of news stories out there that can forecast what the plumbing shortage will be in the coming years. Mm-hmm. You know, how many plumbers are expected to retire versus how many plumbers are expected to get into the workforce and all of that kind of stuff. And and I'm sure that's very similar in all other trades. I'm just more clued in on the plumbing side of things. Mm-hmm. But you are exactly right when and unfortunately this gets lumped in with a different saying, that the other saying is it's lonely at the top. Mm-hmm. And when you start your own home service business, it is lonely. You're not at the top yet. Mm-hmm. It's just your mind immediately shifts from, like, when you're an employee, and I'm not knocking employees when I say this, when you're an employee, one of the things that you allow your employer to do is to look after your future for you. Mm-hmm. Well, the moment you leave the employee status and you switch over to self-employed or entrepreneurship, there's nobody looking out for your future anymore except for you. And so that changes the pressure that's put on you. And it also changes your mindset of who you want to hang out with and who you don't want to hang out with and who you want to surround yourself with. And so that's one of the coolest parts about TradeWinds is the network of people that join TradeWinds. They're all trades-based business owners. And so, you know, we've got a private Facebook group where some of the conversations that go on in that group are just awesome to sit back and watch, because these are conversations that these business owners can't have with their friend group. They can't have them on their public social media, mm-hmm. but they can come inside of TradeWinds and they can share their thoughts and opinions and frustrations and successes with other trades-based business owners that know exactly what they're going through. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a record profit year, it's not something you want to go brag about on your personal social media, but you definitely need to brag about it. You work your ass off for it. Mm-hmm. And so that bragging happens inside our group. Same goes the other way. When you're struggling to make payroll, but you don't want people to know that you're struggling to make payroll, who do you turn to? Well, inside our group, you can turn to the resources in our group and get tons of advice without telling the whole public that cash flow is a thin thing right now. So
right.
It's a pretty neat thing that we've put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, people should definitely be checking that out. That's tradewindsconsulting.com. If you're interested, if you're listening to this podcast, that's a great one. Again, that's tradewindsconsulting.com, and we'll have a link in the notes here for that. Well, Mitch, really appreciate you coming on today. You've got a lot of awesome stuff. I think I don't think anyone realizes, you know, to go in a few short years, bootstrapping what you've done and then mastering it, teaching other people, super impressive. So I'll say it for you. Send Mitch a friend request on Facebook, get to know him and check out everything that you guys have going on, because it's really impressive.
Yeah, let me leave all the listeners here with one other super cheap golden nugget for social media crossover from business to personal. If you are a home service company, go find a tiny miniature version. See if I can get that in front of the camera there. A tiny miniature version of whatever vehicle you drive. If you drive a pickup truck and it's got your company logo on it, go buy a small pickup truck and then get a small sticker and put your logo on it. This little guy here, we call this guy Piper, because, plumbing, piping, Piper. But, I'll take this around with me and I'll take, like, even if I'm visit on family vacation and I want to try to remind the connectivity that I own a plumbing company, I may set this guy on the railing at the edge of the Grand Canyon and take a photo of it. And now all of a sudden, my brand is brought into a family-related social media post, or whatever. Like we kind of have a little thing with like the adventures of Piper, and it's been a lot. This has been in my office for a long time. It's been out of there forever. But there's a lot of times too where I'll take photos of, and here I'll do it right now, and I'll tag you in it. I'll take photos of this van. There we go. Sitting in the foreground while I'm doing Zoom calls or something else. And then I'll share it on social media. And people will ask questions all the time. Where'd you get the little plumbing van? I need to get one of those for my company. And it's just a way to bring your brand into whatever you're doing. So, and this guy was like $12 on Amazon. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Great tip. Well, Mitch, thank you very much for sharing all the wisdom. I hope everyone gets a ton of value of that. Make sure you're following Smedley Plumbing on Facebook, social media, as they've got a lot of stuff going on there. And if you're looking for I'm gonna say a hand up or some coaching, some counseling in the world, that's tradewindconsulting.com. Mitch,
Yeah.
thank you very much for your time today.
You bet.